July is on track to be the hottest and driest in Fairbanks history. Only 4/100ths of an inch of rain has been measured in Fairbanks as of today. National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Freeman says a large high-pressure ridge has resulted in a stagnant air pattern over interior Alaska.
It's really steered all of the systems that have been carrying rain well to the west of Fairbanks. We've also had not a whole lot of thunderstorm activity, you know, around right in the local area, at least not that's fallen at the airport. And with the prospects of rain very slim for the rest of the week, it looks like this will go down as not only the driest July on record, but the driest summer month on record at Fairbanks.
There have been winter months in Fairbanks with no measurable precipitation, but Freeman says this month should best 1927 for the driest July and likely any June, July, or August in Fairbanks' recorded weather history. Freeman says July 2009 will also be one of the hottest.
So far this month, our average daily maximum temperature has been 78.6 degrees, and that ranks above July of 1915, when the average high was 78.4. So there's a good likelihood with temperatures 80 or above the next few days right through the end of the month that this will end up as the warmest July on record and perhaps one of the top two or three warmest summer months ever on record in Fairbanks.
The extended spell of hot, dry conditions has allowed wildfires to spread across the interior. More than 1.6 million acres have burned so far.